Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
I'm the Bunch.
You only have one life to live. If you're lucky, then you might get two. I was down, so down, took the hit. Was a miracle that got me through. I've seen the world, paid my dues. Got plenty of scars, but nothing to lose.
Yeah, what a beautiful afternoon in Lagos. I tell you, the band, thank you so much for giving us such a beautiful song. Look, I tell you, Africa is the greatest place among all the other continents. It's the most beautiful continent in the world, I must confess to you. And the band gave us this song at the Africa Cup of Nations in 2013, where he performed live on stage at the closing ceremonies. And Nigeria eventually won the match against Burkina Faso by a long goal. And to God be the glory, we've won the Africa Cup of Nations 3 times. And today I have to congratulate Accra United one more time for winning the league. And the league is theirs after 25 years of being part of the Nigeria Professional League. And today we have Accra United defeat, and last week they defeated MFM by 5-2 at the Nest of Champions to seal a historic title win. A hat-trick from Charles Asimene, a goal from Ufom Udo ensured the victory. Huge congratulations are the emerging champions of the 2020 and 2021 MPFS season, their first league silverware in 25 years, one more time. The promise keepers really did keep their promise and delivered consistent performances throughout the season. Now, check this out. They played 37 games, they won 19, they drew 14, they lost 4, they scored 52 goals and conceded 22 goals. Well deserved, and I would say massive congratulations to Accra United. And I know a lot of people are still sending messages to us. Now, our Tanko said, you really deserve more, seriously. I wish you the very best of luck during the continental and more sponsorship and partnership to the club. Now, Blacky Black, prepare with quality players that can play the North African Giants. Bring some players from Ivory Coast and Ghana and Cameroon to build a continental team with express and spread all these things. Well, it boils down to money, and I pray they will make more money, they will bring in more money to buy these players. Congratulations to Kennedy Boboye, and congratulations to Eda Paul Bassi. And one more here, it's from Idoreyin Gregory. Prepare to encounter the best out there. You guys have to upgrade your mindset and gameplay. The continent is not MPFL. Oh, great. Thank you for that. Esen Akpan said, not only sealing continental ticket, be ready to make positive impact. Congratulations. Alex Uwa, I'm happy because continental football will be played in Uyo. Well done, boys. And Eleka, I predicted a quarter win the league. You are indeed a great team. KU Gelazo, I can't wait to see the players lifting the trophy on Sunday. They have done that already. Thank you so much. They have done that already. Now, Gaba Lawal, I congratulated Accra United even though I'm supporting Kano Pillars. What a beautiful moment all over Africa. The African leagues are rounding up as well. We congratulate Ali National of Egypt too for winning the Champions League. And our guys who went to the Olympics, you know, not so good moment, but we keep trying. And I'll be right back. I've gone on a quick break. I'll be right back, and Roriga will join us for the league, to review the league on his from his own point of view. Stay tuned.
With ever fail, then go laugh me. Now my mama now him buff me. Them is excuse, they slap me. Same people when I turn, they go yab me. Alright, tell me where then they. Run all the hustle, how they try sustain. Every Saturday, from Ilaje down to Costain. I beg, no carry my blessing run. Today not you, tomorrow fi be my turn. Show me love, no go show me Python. We be the same for Oluwa Kingdom. So me say, celebrate me. Now when I dey alive. Appreciate me. Now when I dey alive. Don't be say when I live this life. You go dey fake am for my wife. Celebrate me. Now when I dey alive. Appreciate me. Now when I dey alive. Don't be say when I live this life. You go dey fake am for my back. Elema Ofori, you be big name. Ifeanyi Odi, you be big name. Awariche, you be big name. My brother Young Don, you be big name. Onyema Abi, you done, big name. Faustin Sagila, big name. Ejelewan, you be big name. Obi Kubana, you be big name. Ato Eze, you be big name. Ben Peters, you be big name. Tom Polo, you be big name. Ochacho Ebelebe, you be big name. Okonjo Iweala, you be big name. Larry Gaga one name, you be big name. Oluwa, make me a big name. Make I put all my enemies in big shame. So me say, celebrate me. Now when I dey alive. Appreciate me. Now when I dey alive. Don't be say when I live this life. You go dey fake am for my wife. Celebrate me. Now when I dey alive. Appreciate me. Now when I dey alive. Don't be say when I live this life. You go dey fake am for my back. Give me wetin I deserve. If I suppose they no put me for reserve. No go wait till I buy. Before you give me meat pie. Mike Adenuga, you be big name. Lucky Gardens, you be big name. Kabiyesi Elegushi, you be big name. Obafemi Martins, you be big name. Dami Oloyo, you be big name. Ibrahim Mahama, you be big name. Sledge for Ghana, you be big name. Spoy Chukudi, you be big name. Chief Ikuku, you be big name. NASA Research, you be big name. Alfred Emile, you be big name. Charlie Akruka, you be big name. Big Lang CP, big name. Ima Bagi, Billy Boom, you be big name. Afusho Vera, you be big name. Batura Lanka, you be big name. Oh, you must be celebrating. Now when I dey alive. Appreciate me.
Okay, all right, you're welcome back to Inside the Net. Africa Football Show, bringing on Switch of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. And I have with me, joining me from Ibadan, Origa Bangbelu. Origa, how are you?
Yeah, good afternoon, guys, in the studio. Good afternoon.
Yeah, it's good to have you again. And if you want to join us again, too, to all our listeners, the number to call is 091-216-50466. I repeat, 091-216-50466. You can call us and contribute. Origa, how are you? How is everything going on there?
Yeah, I'm doing great, and thank God for the weather.
Oh, yeah, the weather has been so terrific. Yeah, the league is over. The league is over. What is your assessment about the league, the Nigerian Professional League?
Yeah, thank God the league is over. And I mean, it's very good at this time that league. I haven't not headed the league in the last two seasons due to some circumstances and to some, I mean, unforeseen circumstances with COVID and some other things that happened in the previous, I mean, season. But thank God that it went well this year, and it really ended. And it's a kudos, I mean, to the LFC and to the Football Federation. Even though there are some issues around here and there, but at least for the fact that the league was able to end, that we have a true winner.
It's
one good thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a true winner right now. Even though the other aspect of the league has not been concluded, but we leave that to NFL, I mean NFC and NFL to trash things out. But the fact that the league end is a very good kudos to the Football Federation and the football fraternities all over Nigeria.
Yeah, congratulations to Akwa United. West, the way it stands, they play 38 matches and they have 71 points. What would you say about Akwa United performance this season?
Yes, like I said in the previous edition, that look, they prepare for this, mm-hmm. and they got a result. Mm-hmm. You know, if you prepare for something, if you have a vision, if there is a will, that is going to be an achievement. If you have the will, you have the mind, you have a target, and you work towards whatever will you have, definitely you can achieve it. And that is exactly what has happened to Akwa United. I mean, for them achieving the purpose of what they aim. In the last three editions, they've acquired one of the best coaches in Nigeria.
Kennedy Boboye.
Not even before Kennedy Boboye, it was Abdoulaye Kaba, who was the coach of Leicester United. Mm-hmm. But they were not patient with him because they want instant results. And mm-hmm. after allowing Makaba to go, they brought in Kennedy Boboye, and they discovered that it would take them time. You see, you don't just achieve a goal like that. You don't just be coach and believe that, okay, you have to win this. And no, you have to prepare. And they have the patience with Kennedy Boboye because they brought him in the previous season, and they waited for him and make some little changes. And at the end of it, they are able to achieve their aim because they are patient and they prepare. If I'm able to do that, this is our target. But it is not something we can achieve in a year. But if you be patient, not sacking the coach, like every other thing, just like if you bring in a coach and he doesn't achieve what you want, you sack him. No, you have to give him some time because he has to prepare. And that is exactly what I believe it happened. They were prepared. They have the financial muscle. They have a very good administrator in terms of, Paul Bassey, who is a veteran in this football, and he has practicalized everything he knows throughout over the world, and he was able to bring his experience to Accra United, and at the end of the day, they were able to achieve what they were unable to achieve for the past 25 years they have been in the Nigerian League.
Okay, thank you, Riga, and I want to take you on this. Who is second on the league table from your
Yeah, I know where you are coming from, and I know
there's
where you are,
breaking news that I have here. I know you must have read it as well. You received the copy as well.
No, we are aware of everything that is going on in the league. Even before that was on Thursday. No, before the Thursday, there was an issue between the Jigawa Golden Stars and Rivers United. Jigawa fielded a particular player by name Christopher. Yes,
he was suspended.
He has been suspended because he had a 5 yellow card. Mm-hmm. But no, as we used to say, this league has been a league that, look, things are not being transparent. Mm-hmm. You see, in a proper client, you don't need a soothsayer. You don't need a communication to know that, look, you have a player who is 5 card, his yellow card.
Yes, exactly. Who has a yellow card?
They don't need to tell you. Mm-hmm. Look. Like we used to say, look at what happened 3 years ago. Nigeria against Algeria. We have already qualified because of the point we have acquired. Mm-hmm. But we failed to acknowledge that, look. This guy on the right back. I couldn't remember his name. That was a successful player for a whole national team. And we are able to escape it because we have acquired points. Now look at this circumstance. The player has been red and yellow carded for 5 times. He knows that, look, you won't play the next match that followed. But he went ahead and played again. And look at LMZ. They said they sent a report, but they sent it to a wrong email. And even if they don't send a mail to you, you're supposed to know that this guy is not supposed to play this game. And he played. Now, after he had played, NFL went to make a ruling that, look, it was their own mistake, so that they pardoned them. They shouldn't have pardoned them. Now, after, you know, the incident happened in week 34. Mm-hmm. And after week 34, they send a report to the O&D of NFL. So by that, they're supposed to have decided on the decision. But they didn't. They have to bring a decision at the halftime of a match that was going on at Akure. So these are things that are not known. So that's where they have put themselves in a tight corner. It's very tight And between now and Monday, which they have to submit the number of teams that will represent Nigeria to CAF, for the Continental, the 4 teams that will represent Nigeria in the Continental, they have to submit their team list latest by Monday. So within now and Monday or tomorrow or Sunday, they have to decide. And this, no matter how the decision is going to be, it is going to be a controversial. Under normal circumstances, Rivers United should be on the second position. Under normal circumstances, because by the fact that Digawa defaulted, that means they had to deduct 3 points from Digawa and add 3 points to Rivers United. But the issue here is that within week 34 and week 38, they've decided not to give the report. So that means the table was standing according to week 35, week 36, week 37. So by that, everything that you are playing, definitely know that no, this is the outcome of the table. So why are you not bringing the result at the middle of the week 38, man, when Rivers United is already losing and Digawa also is already losing Lagos? That shows that the 3 points will not be valuable to Digawa anymore, but it should be valuable to Rivers United. So that is the boardroom point that is difficult, right, that has put Nigerian LMC and Nigerian Football Federation and even the follow up Nigerian football in a tight
corner.
It's more than anything. You have said it, in a mess. That is the word you should be used. It is in a mess.
It's not in a tight corner. Mess.
Because they were aware of this before. You see, the politics in Nigerian football is too messy. That you are not clear with it. If you want to play the politics, play. But if you are doing it, you are bringing the shame to the country. You are bringing the shame to the football. That's why we keep going, but that's why it's difficult to have a sponsor. Mm-hmm. So for me, I don't know, because two teams will be fighting against Rivers United right now, and LMC and NFL. That is Enyumba and Bora United.
So by next week, definitely, we should be having boardroom politics going on there.
Definitely.
At the Glass House.
Definitely, because exactly. Because look, Enyumba, by now they are qualifying for the Champions League. But if Rivers United is giving that 3 points, that means Enyumba will drop to the third point, mm-hmm, and Kwara United will be out of the continental already.
Exactly. Yeah,
so you can see the politics. No, now it's going to be the fight between Enyumba, Kwara United versus Rivers United and LMC or NFL. That's the way but it is a mess that you have said. That's the word we should use for it, and in South Africa, it's the mess.
0912-165-0466. You can call us, you listeners, and participate in this. Now, we have Wari Wolves, FC Fayumba, and Adamawa United being relegated, right?
Yes. Plus Jigawa also.
Plus Jigawa Golden Stars. Now, the new boys coming in, what are they? How strong are they to fit into the Nigerian League next season?
See, funny enough, as at this moment, we can't decide, or we can't say abstractly which team is coming to the
league.
Who is coming? we can't say. Because, see, at the beginning of every tournament, there must be a rule. There must be this, okay, when you finish this tournament, since you have four groups, A1, A2, B1, B2, each team that tops the league at that level probably may qualify. But okay, we are going to take the first two teams that qualify. They will go to round robin. They will go to a knockout. Maybe I'm a Super 8. Then out of that Super 8, they will play each other. Then we will decide who is going to qualify for them. But as I am talking to you right now, they don't know what they are going to do. Whether they are going to play Super 8, whether they are going to pick the winner, they don't know what to do. And as I track that, they have suspended the league at those categories. How does team plan? That's one of the areas where we fail at the continent. How do you plan? If you have not decided who is going to qualify to the next team, and you have not decided who is going to play in the continent, now how do you start to plan? Do you get what I'm saying?
But it seems Benin Insurance is coming up. It's coming to the new league.
You can't say, because in their own zone, they have Remo Star and also have Benin Insurance. By the table that is leading right now, Remo is leading, where Benin Insurance is second. Do you understand? So, for Benin Insurance to qualify, that means they have to go for Super 8. That means out of that Super 8, they are going to play a round-robin basis. Whoever has the highest point will be the one that will lead, or the first, second, out of, if the group supposed to be in two groups, four teams in each group. So, the first two that qualify from each group will be the one that will qualify. But as at now, we don't know the formula they are going to use. So, that is where you see the abracadabra in Nigerian football. If you start a league, you're supposed to have put the principle The rules, these are the rules we are going to follow. We can't shift the goalposts in the middle of the game. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I'm saying. So as at now, there is a tug of war between Real Monsters and Bender Nishonan over the tactical that is going to happen, because leading the group can give you guarantee that if everything comes to the worst, as you are a leader, definitely you are going to be the one to qualify. But if you are second on the log, mm-hmm. there is a chance that, look, they can decide to change the rule at any time. So that means whoever second is out of the possibility of going to Division One. So that's why there's a talk about between Bernard Insurance and Remo Stasna. And that one of the issues where the league at the second division has been on hold for the past 3 or 4 weeks. It is not done. That is the reason why we keep failing. And that's why you see most of our players, right now as I'm talking to you, most of the good players are getting out of the country.
They are getting out of the country. They are going to some leagues in Europe that are not favorable for their careers.
Not even in Europe.
Are they going out of desperation?
Okay, most of them, 95% of them are going out of desperation. That is why you see players like that go to Afghanistan, even to go to Somalia, they go to Ethiopia, they go to the best of them that goes out to Africa, maybe to Anayo, to Tunisia, maybe to go to Egypt. From there, they can have the access to go to Europe. Because from that aspect, if you are able to play for top teams in North Africa, the chances of you getting to a top team in Europe is also high.
It's also high.
Okay. That is why the best option for you, just like if you couldn't go to all those lesser countries in Europe, if you are able to get to Tunisia or Egypt or Morocco, definitely you have a chance, because the league over there is being followed in Europe. So there's a chance for you that you can move. And even when you move to top team in Africa, there's a possibility that you earn more, you earn good money, and your team in Nigeria will also earn good money.
Now, Origa, there's this issue going on again in the MPFL. Okay. Now, you have the Golden Boot race between Silas Nwankwo of Nasarawa United and Charles Asihime of Akwa United. Now, the issue, they said they overlooked some certain technicalities to give Charles Asihime, right? To give the Silas Nwankwo the Golden Boot, scoring 18 goals, but he only scored just a penalty, unlike Charles, who scored 19 goals but scored 3 penalties.
Okay, see the rule of Golden is not limited to the how you score a goal. Mm-hmm. If you look back to Europe. If you look the likes of let's look at Liverpool, for example. Mm-hmm. There was a time that was Sadio Mane, mm-hmm. This Egyptian guy, and Aubameyang. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they both had 22 goals.
Okay.
If you look at that team, Salah is a penalty taker of Liverpool.
For Liverpool, yes.
And it's added to his goal. So Mane didn't have much of penalty in his goal. No, but they would decide based on the fact that, because even penalty on its own is not as easy. A lot of people have lost vital tournament or vital trophy because of losing tournament. So penalty shouldn't be the reason to decide whether you should get the golden boot or you shouldn't get the golden boot. The only issue is just like in our own circumstance, the worst that could have been just like, okay, who among the two players has more assists? Just like what happened recently in Euro 2000, mm-hmm. between Ronaldo and the other guy that come from, I can't remember again. Okay. Yeah, Ronaldo had 2 assists or 1 assist that made him to have an edge over the. But
Lukaku.
In a circumstance like this,
mm-hmm.
not Lukaku. There was this other guy, I can't remember, let me continue. What I'm trying to say is just like, guys, look at what happened in the previous 2019 or whatever, when Ufo Udo and this Nasarawa guy, that's this Sanusi, they both had the same goal. They give it to both of them. So I don't see any reason why they shouldn't give it to two of them. If they score both, I think good. And the best way you can do it, just like give it to two of them. That's the way I look at it. But for me, penalty or no penalty, shouldn't have been envied you in this circumstance. This God 19 goes, wherever he got 19 goes from, it was 19 goes. And wherever the other guy got 19 goes from, this God 19 goes. That's the way I looked at it. That's the way it should be done.
You are still listening to Inside the Net Africa Football Show on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. And you can participate in the Goro segment with Origa by calling 091-21-65-0466. Oh, Origa, I have some messages from the social media concerning that issue.
Okay.
Now, Agbaji Emmanuel said, penalties are still good goals. LMC can have a rethink. It took both guys restless effort day in, day out to achieve this height. Please, yeah, Cram both players or the player with the highest number of assists that and carry the day. Now, King Moses Okeri said, so NPFL cannot award golden boot to two players. Nigeria, I hear thee. Very funny. Now, Ubongaizi said, there was a season in the NPFL that we had brackets on the top scorers, and the sponsors decided to reward the two players equally. Was there any season like that?
Yes, exactly. That was 2019. Okay. We had Ufo-Undon, Aqua United, and Tanusi Ibrahim, mm-hmm, both scored 10 goals, and they were both awarded the golden boot.
Felix Jidara said, Felix Jidara posted, Muhammad Salah and Abai Meyang were given the same boot, regardless of who scored more. You've just analyzed that. Now, David Onota, yeah, come on, guys. Rules will always remain rules. If the rules states that one of them will have to go away with the golden boot due to lesser penalty taking, let's respect the rule and move on. Moreover, this same thing happens in the French league. This same thing happened in the French league, but I hope the NPFL will do a better job next season to give us something interesting to watch. You know, how would you assess the league? Now, I want to take you on refereeing, Origa. What do you have to say about refereeing in the NPFL?
Yeah, if I am going to look at the referee, I'm going to look at it from the perspective of what are the things that happen. Mm-hmm. Most, you see, if you look at this league, you say, this just completely. Before, at the beginning of the week, we need to have more away wins at difficult zones, mm-hmm, where you are not comfortable, you are not sure the teams will get a win. That's a kudos for the referees. But sometimes you discover that most of these wins are due to pressure, are due to threatening. They are not due to fair ground. Then sometimes you have the circumstance between the match between Caterpillar and Aqua United, where there's a difficulty in goal scoring and the crowd has to come in. Hmm. Although in totality, hmm, I will give the referee a pass, but maybe I'll give them like maybe 70 out of 100, because they have done fantastically well, because we have had more wins in this season than any other previous season. And we have wins where there were difficulties in teams picking maximum 3 points for me. But if I have to put a pass mark on that, I will give them 70 over 100.
What do you say about clubs and players themselves? What do you say about goalkeeping? Because I think that we need goalkeepers right now. Even the Super Eagles.
Yeah, we need goalkeeper hand.
Who are you going to choose as your best goalkeeper?
Yeah, if I'm going to choose, in a tournament of this caliber, mm-hmm, the best team that wins the league will definitely have the best goalkeeper, mm-hmm, that probably. And but if the goalkeeper of Aqua United, Adeyinka
Adeleke, yes,
has done fantastic well. He had 10 clean sheets. But unfortunately, the goalkeeper of Wara United, which is Dele Ayinba, who recently just came back to Nigerian League, who has been there for long, who is aging, and he also has done fantastic well. That was the reason why his team was able to be on the third position on the log. Mm-hmm. And he also had the 10 clean sheets, which is very good. But I also look for one goalkeeper at Sunshine, that is Uche Okafor, who suddenly he has disappeared, but he suddenly came back. And he did a fantastic ball for Sunshine United, because towards and nobody would have given them a chance of retaining themselves in the league. So I will give you a kudos. If I put it on the scale of three, I will put Aqua United goalkeeper, which is Adeyinka Adeleke, on the number one. Mm-hmm. I will put Dele Ayunuba on the number two. And for me, I will put Uche Okafor on the number three. Mm-hmm. That's the way I look at it. They have done fantastic. We have got, if not because of injury, for the likes of Enyumba, who had the likes of John Nobu, and I couldn't remember the second, the first choice goalkeeper, but due to injury, he wouldn't care so much in the league. Just like Nobu also, he had injury. But fantastically, most of these people have done fantastically well. We have seen new ones like Wabali, Stanley, and a lot of other guys doing fantastic well. So that's the way I look at it. But I think I will give it to number one, Adeyinka Adeleke.
No, very good, Origa. For the goalkeepers, we have goalkeepers to look out for next season. That is, if they are not running to Europe again. Now, I want you to assess who are the players to watch next season. That is, if they are not disappearing.
That is the secret of it, because they are already disappearing right now. Yeah, a lot of players that we are going to look for, just like that. That's why we say, look, Nigeria, there is a lot of skill, there is a lot of talent in there. Look at this Nwankwo Sila. He was with Sunshine before. In the days of Abia, Israel Abia, who is currently with Rangers International right now, he won the Golden Boot of last year, and he was doing fantastic. While they were both playing for Sunshine, Salah wouldn't have the opportunity to play, but he had the opportunity to move to Nasarawa, and look at him today. He's stopping the goal shot. He has 19 goals. So, and also if you look at one of the Sunshine players, Sadiq Yusuf. He was doing fantastic, if not because of the circumstance that before the Sunshine stars of Akure, he probably would have done more than what he did recently. Because at the particular time, he was the one leading to a stage of 11 goals. But towards the end of the league, he had 14 goals, and which was very fantastic. These are the players that we are going to be looking for in the next season. And we are going to also looking for Olisahunda of Akwa United, that defender. That left Miremo start and went to Akwa United, and he's doing fantastic. But the report reaching me tells me that look, he might be on his way to South Africa. Nobody knows, but I think they have done fantastic. We have seen more players, but the issue is just like due to the desperation we talked about, most of these players they will leave. But hopefully, most of these players remain next year, just like the other players who have been topping the league. Topping the goal chart in Nigeria, but stay to continue. But most of the time, you never see this player. Nigeria, they have to find their way out of Nigeria for desperation.
Origa, thank you so much. But before you go, most of these players will leave, just as you said. Now, does that boil down to club management? What do you have to say about club management this season?
It goes beyond club management. Club management has not really done fantastically well. If you remember, a lot of crashes in the league before doing the league. Talk about a lot of accidents. A lot of stories of salary not being paid, players protesting, coach protesting, and at the end of the day, you couldn't say, I couldn't come out and say, exactly this is what happened. But if you check most of these things, like for instance, look at Atlanta, they are holding them almost nine months salary. Look at Sunshine, they were holding them, and it almost got them to the relegation zone. But due to the fact that they have to bring a particular coach, which is Binga Yemi Ayeni, who does fantastic work. But for me, management of the club, they still remain where they are. They don't improve. There is no iota of any aspect where you say, okay, they've improved in terms of media, in terms of management, in terms of even kitchen. Remember the likes of Atlanta that went to Lagos, and they have to be playing a MPFF match with a training kit that has no name at the back and that even has no logo. It's a shame to the management of the football in Nigeria.
It is.
But I hope they change next year, but I don't know how long it's going to take us for me to build our whole room.
We don't know how long it's going to take us to build our own room. Origa, next week we will discuss more
exactly
this management problem and NFF and PFAN at loggerheads, and by next week we should know where we are. Thank you so much, Origa, for joining the show.
It is still Inside the Net Africa Football.
It's my
show.
Pleasure.
Oh, great. Yeah. Thank you to her for coming. It is still Inside the Net Africa Football Show. We'll go on a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue with the rest of the show.
My out my feelings and nothing can stress me. The way I run the game, I'm feeling like referee. No, like Moses parting the Red Sea, like a chauffeur, me in the back of the Bentley. So I step out, all white, can't stain. What you want? Rosé? Champagne? I got that, big bag, back pain. Taking the piss, the only time I can't aim. So we toasted a good life, living every minute to the full, cause I could die. Pull up at the spot, open doors and it's suicide. Chilling rent free, where the check please? Couple hundred G's on a good night.
What you do that? I like the way I'm feeling now. No confusion, your kiss, but my blues and return now. Oh, 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 I like the way I'm feeling now. I'm why you can't smart in with a stress man, but right now I'm chilling now. Oh, 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 I like the way I'm feeling now. No confusion, your kiss, but my blues and return now. No, no, oh, 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 I like the way I'm feeling now. I'm why you can't smart in with a stress man, but right.
All I wanna do is jive, 220 on the highway. I'm about the energy, baby, if it's good, send it my way. If it's bad, keep it private. All these haters so vexed, I'm the best alive. You don't want to test the guy. You been sleeping on yourselves, you test it fly. Throw myself a party, then act surprised. Be the highest in the room when the guests arrive, yeah. Ain't nobody realer. Touchdown, got a couple G's for the dealer. Gang signs out the window, my killer. Life getting sweeter, no use what I dilute my Ribena. So we toast to the good life. Every minute to the full, cause we could die. Pull up open doors and it's suicide. 16 bad, whoop, and they all by the poolside.
I like the way I'm feeling now. No confuse your kiss, but my blues are written now. Oh, 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 I like the way I'm feeling now. I'm how you can smart in with the stress me, but right now I'm chilling now.
Oh, oh. What a beautiful song from Ladipo featuring Buju. Feeling,
yeah, I'm on.
I tell you that the song of the year.
I'm on.
And I have Musa Abubakar online here from Abuja. Musa Abubakar, good afternoon. Hello, Musa Abubakar, good afternoon. Hello,
yeah, good afternoon.
Oh, great, it's good.
Yeah,
to have
I can
you.
Hear you.
Yeah, it's good to have you on this side, the North Africa Football Show. How are you doing? Hello. Hello, how are you doing? Hello, Musa Abubakar. Hello?
Vibes.
But you knew that.
Feelings and nothing can stress me. The way I run the game, I'm feeling like referee. No, like Moses parting the Red Sea, like a chauffeur, me in the back of the Bentley. So I step out, all white, can't stain. What you want? Rosé? Champagne? I got that, big bag, back pain. Taking the piss, the only time I can't aim. So we toasted a good life, living every minute to the full, cause I could die. Pull up at the spot, open doors and it's suicide. Chilling rent free, where the check please? Couple hundred G's on a good night.
What you do that? I like the way I'm feeling now. No confusion, your kiss, but my blues and return now. Oh, 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 I like the way I'm feeling now. I'm why you can't smart in with a stress man, but right now I'm chilling now. Oh, 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 I like the way I'm feeling now. No confusion, your kiss, but my blues and return now. No, no, oh, 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 I like the way I'm feeling now.
Oh, wow. He's still inside the North Africa Football Show on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians and diaspora up to speed. And I have Musa Abubakar online here from Abuja. Hello, Musa Abubakar, how are you? Hello? Hello?
I'm doing good. Oh. And you?
We're fine here in Lagos. It's good to have you again.
I can hear you. And you, I'm doing great.
Yeah, Musa Abubakar is the convener of Mexico 83. Mexico is the three team that visited, that had an awareness campaign and a launch in Abuja for
yeah,
for,
I'm doing great, my brother. How
okay,
are you?
Just hold on for the federal okay. government to recognize and appreciate what they have done way back.
Great.
Our retired footballers, that the federal government should start
yeah,
appreciating what we have. Musa Abubakar, are you there? Now, I want you to share with our listeners what actually happened at the last launch that you had with ex-internationals in
yeah,
Abuja.
I'm with you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what happened at the last event you had with our ex-internationals in Abuja?
Yeah, a memorable event it was.
Hello. We're having some technical difficulties here. Okay, Musa, are you back?
It was awesome.
Okay. It was awesome.
Because it was a great avenue for us
okay.
to see our ex.
Our ex-internationals, yes, on parade and being welcomed by dignitaries in Abuja. Hello? Hello, Musa?
Yeah. I'm back.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you here live.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, it was really awesome and memorable
okay.
having in our ex-internationals coming together to reunite, seeing themselves after, you know, decades. And it was awesome. The event went well, and there were a little and really encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello. So what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
they were really, really elated in their spirit.
In their spirit. Okay.
Okay. You know, being the forerunners of.
We lost them there.
Nigerian football
mm-hmm.
in a FIFA international competition. They have been years,
okay.
but these are people, you know, that are the forerunners of our.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we lost Musa there. We're having technical difficulties. We have to move on. Actually, the event was memorable, from what I gathered. Nigerian internationals need to be appreciated because of retirement period season they fall into. A lot of them are not actually struggling, and they need the help of our people, the federal government and the state government, and 1 million Nigerians to support them, and also associations and corporations. I know, like in the Premier League, ex-footballers are hired to become pundits, soccer pundits. We can also do that here in the Nigerian League, and also the TV stations and radio stations can also come up and hire some of these ex-internationals and some of these professional or ex-retired players to participate and become pundits in their local stations. I will go on a quick break. When we come back, we'll give a club story.
Everybody, scatter the party. Come on, they eat you, but you scatter the party. Cover everybody, scatter the party. Come on, they eat you, but you. Yeah, your backside bigger than boom, boom, boom.
zoom, zoom, zoom. What the facility? Now we the running community. My people love my agility. No time for random activity. Please, what's the facility? Now we the running society. I want boys, want gentility. No time for random activity. Please, kill it.
Banga,
scatter the party.
We cover everybody.
Banga,
scatter the party.
I'm a day you body you.
Banga,
scatter the party.
We cover everybody.
Banga,
scatter the party.
I'm a day you body you.
Can you know say I be OG for this action film? Real life no acting that you watch like film. The way I mix the ginger be like juice and gin. I be to tell you say I sweet like ice cream.
Like ice cream. What's the facility? Now we the running community. My people love my agility. No time for random activity. Please, what's the facility? Now we the running society. I want boys, want gentility. No time for random activity. Please, kill it.
Banga,
scatter the party.
I know how it go.
Cover everybody.
Banga, I know.
Scatter the
party. I can't run from low.
Come on, day.
I just don't know who they get to know. I'm in my dreams, share the world.
Welcome back to Inside the Net Africa Football Show on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. Yeah, we have club story here, and our club story for today is Mighty Jets International of Jos. Mighty Jets International FC is a Nigerian football club from Jos, playing in the Nigerian National League. They play at the Rewang Palm Stadium, which has a capacity of 15,000 people, spectators. The club was founded in 1970 and presently in the Nigerian National League. They were the first winner of the Nigerian League in 1972. They played at the top level until 1985. So sad. They are one of the few active privately owned professional clubs in Nigeria, and their home colors is black and red stripes. Mighty Jets also have the record for losing the most FA Cup finals. Wow. Losing 10 finals they have played in while winning none. They came close in the 1972 final, but eventually lost the replay 3-2 to Bendel Insurance of Benin after tying the first match 2-2 after a late goal from Garba Okoye of blessed memory. Jets also lost the 1974 Cup final 2-0 to Enugu Rangers. And that is our club story. And that's our club story for today. Thank you everyone for being part of this show today. It's been so wonderful having Origa to join us and Musa Abubakar from Abuja, though we had some few technical problems. But we really had a good time, and thank you for the support and the love. And my other guest, Ifeanyi Ujeze, couldn't make it, is a bit down, and we pray for him and his family and wish him speedy recovery. And until next week, my name is Ireo Aito. Inside the Net Africa Football Show, we live African football. Bye bye.
I'm in love, I know I'm in love, and I know I can't run from love. I just don't know who they get to know. I'm in my shoes, she no go for my. I be the thing if you ask for me. I be the thing if you good for me. I be the thing will you hide for me. I no go mind if my mommy calling. I no go hear what the haters talking. I just want to know will you hide for me. If I ever love, I love for you. If I ever hope, I hold for you. If I ever chose, don't let me down. If I ever go, don't let me go.
Don't you let me down. Soja go, soja come.
Soja go, soja come.
If I go, I go come.
If I go, I go come.
Soja go, soja come.
Soja go, soja come.
If I go, I go come.
I go back to you.
I say, my darling, sorry, come and be my testimony. He get to something I never see. She say she like my melody. I say, my darling, sorry, come and be my testimony. He get to something I never see. She say she like my melody. Let me tell it that something. Nana say she no longer want me. If you leave me now, felony. If you leave me now, apology. Let me tell it that something. Nana say she no longer want me. If you leave me now.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.